Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
Pussy tight, pussy clean, pussy fresh. Pussy pretty, pussy fat, full of flesh. Juice a strain through me panty mesh. Hold not dead like tongue, I make a rest.
When me fling it on the right, boy, catch it on the left. Pump it like cardiac arrest. Skin to skin, negative AIDS test. When you see me, I be born, is on me record to a be pussy blessed. Me ball, boy, when me cock it up again, you give me hotter than the pepper rick. Yeah, then you make me ball, boy, when the leg on the pressure on me.
On me,
on me,
on me.
The cocky like a doctor with the docket. You're dropping a mimic like a sentence in a rocket. Fluid flowing hydrostatic. Give me wood that make me.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Span, and this is episode number 18. We done got grown up in here, y'all. We can vote and everything.
18?
We on 18, man. We grown enough to vote, man. We can go to the polls, man. We can go to the polls, baby. We can vote. What else can we do? We can go to war. We can do all that shit, man. We can do everything except drink, man. We can't drink, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, other than that, which, actually, we can. But, yo, man, I've been watching Luke Cage, man. You know, they got the fall Jamaican accents yes. going on, man.
Yes.
And I know everybody from Jamaica hates them accents, man. Everybody.
What the guan?
Say that again.
In Jamaica, when you say hi, you say, what the guan?
Okay, man. Don't hide on Jamaicans calling up here talking like, hey man, like nigga, that's not what we do. That's not how we say this, man. Just leave it alone, man. Like Luke Cage, like I thought those were authentic Jamaican accents, and then I was like, oh shit, no, obviously they not, because it was a whole bunch of Jamaicans, man. Like, man, really, y'all can't even get this right after the care that they gave Black Panther and the and with the accents, that like a whole lot of folks like they really did like the accents in Black Panther, only to find out the Africans like, nah, that shit ain't right. Same thing with Luke Cage, man. Nah, that shit ain't right. But what's going on with y'all, man? Walt, what you been up to, nigga? We ain't seen you in like a week and a half, baby. What's happening?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Ah, here we go, man. I don't even want to talk about it.
Here
we
been a
go,
rough week, man.
Hey,
week.
Man, you still here though, man? I mean, shit, triumph in that. You know what I'm saying? It's a triumph in that.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? What about you, Cliff, man? What you been up to this
I'm
week?
So, you know what I'm saying? This is the first BNC episode when they live from the family barbecue.
Listen, hold on, man. Hold on, real talk. I think Walt is, of all the podcasters that I know, Walt is one of the few podcasters in the world who is never on location in the studio when he's podcasting. This nigga be at work. This nigga be at barbecues. This nigga be everywhere but in the studio when it come time to record, baby. But he still gets it done. So I think there's something to be said about that level of dedication to a nigga that ain't even where he's supposed to be when he on the mics, man.
Real talk. I call man. In more than the listeners, probably.
I know, man. You be tying up the line like a motherfucker, man. People be like, yo, man, I was trying to call in, man, but I couldn't get on. Like, yeah, man, Walt, what, you know, we gotta get Walt a computer, man. Yo, y'all need to donate to the show, man. Real talk. Like, that's what that kind of shit goes towards, man, getting equipment. This shit ain't cheap, bro. But, yeah, man, and I see the homeboy Cliff in the garage smoking a stogie with that whack-ass W flag, man. What's happening?
For those that are listening and not watching... You can feel the positivity right now when I raise this flag in there and it has a W. Okay? And just know that this is the first show that Twan has legitimately wore Chicago White Sox paraphernalia. He got White Sox draws, watch. You know what I'm saying? He got White Sox. If he had braces, he would have White Sox braces right now.
I mean,
all to spite me.
Listen, truth be told, man, I don't know if you know this or not, but my shit look good, dog. This shit look fly. You know what I'm saying? I can step out in this, my nigga. Like, I don't know necessarily about that little cub shit you be wearing, man. Look a little cartoonish. This shit right here, nigga, this is classy right here, nigga. This is spiffy, my nigga.
Did you get that on consignment?
Consignment.
From a consignment store? Did you go to a consignment store to get that? Was it used? I'm just asking. I mean,
if we were in college still, probably. You know what I'm saying?
Get some of them cube steaks.
Nigga, if we was in college, probably, but I done came up a little bit since then, my nigga. I don't have to do that no more. Maybe you ain't gotta put our business out there, man. God damn. Nah, man. But
Cliff, what's that flag you want?
You don't know what this means?
Don't nobody give a fuck. Don't nobody care what it is.
You don't know
man.
What this means?
Why you mad?
The Cubs have one of the most largest fan base in the world. Craig,
inexplicably,
right? So the W while the White Sox fan is interrupting, stands for a win, because that's what we do. We win. We beat them. You see what he got on? We beat them. That's just how we do,
man,
all the time.
Most everybody else is just used to kind of winning. They just got winning, so they had to like symbolize it with W flags and shit. Most everybody else had been winning before. They're not used to this shit, so they're not used to winning, so they gotta have W flags to signify that they actually got a fucking win, man. Oh shit, we won! We gotta wave the flag. Get the fuck out of here.
The W is much older than the actual when it
and they wasn't doing much of that for over 100 years, yeah, nigga. Like, let's get off of this shit, man. Let's get off of this shit. Yeah. I was at work today, man. And I was at work a little bit longer than I was supposed to be. Man, I'm used to getting off of work on the weekends, especially on a Sunday at like 11, 12 o'clock. Nigga, they wasn't trying to let us go nowhere, dog. The supervisor come out on the job site just standing there, like not even letting nobody go nowhere. Like, hey, bro, like all my work done, though. No. Like, well, you know, your teammates' work ain't done. Like, that's because he was bullshitting all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? So really all I had to do was come home and play with my drone, nigga. Listen, I am not a good drone pilot at all, man. Like, you ever seen they have those competitions where they be like racing drones and shit? Like, they had one where they was doing it in the train depot in downtown Detroit, man, where they had them like racing drones and shit. I was like, oh man, that look cool as fuck, man. Yo, that shit is hard, nigga. I couldn't get my shit to just stand still. My shit was just drifting left, drifting right. I tried to put the motherfucker down and it went up. Tried to put the motherfucker up and it went down. Man, I landed underneath a neighbor's car, nigga. I hit my house 3 times with that bitch. I can't get it right, man.
I tried. My guy got one. This was maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I tried it too. Mm-hmm. And the controls is like an Xbox or PlayStation 4 controller times
hot,
two.
Man. Take this shit off.
Yeah, yeah. I would take it off too. Hey, you got some lighter fluid? You got some lighter fluid?
Actually, I don't. I'm actually just trying to show off this fly ass t-shirt I got on up under here, though. I'm just saying, my nigga. Get yourself some merch, man, is what I'm saying. Get yourselves some merch, listeners. Get y'all some shit, man. We really do appreciate y'all who do that.
Hey, I can't wait to hear y'all opinions on all this stuff we got to talk
man.
About. I think we should start with Walt.
Hold on. We are going to start with Walt. But, of course, before we do that, man, we got to let him know how to get in touch with us here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. So, yeah, in order to do that, y'all got to call the hotline, man. The hotline is free tonight. So you can hit the hotline up at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show. Respond in kind. And if you're watching live, you can talk to us and chop it up with us right here live on the show. You can also email us here at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Leave those emails. We'll reply to those emails here live on the show. Also, YouTube, man, we've been putting clips of the show up on YouTube. So if you leave any comments on the YouTube videos, of course, we'll reply to those comments as well. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. Preferably 5 stars, man. Those 5-star reviews are the ones that get read on the show. If you leave less than 5 stars, we ain't reading this shit. If you leave us 5 stars, you can tell us whatever the fuck it is you want. You can call us all kind of names, nigga. Just leave the 5 stars. That's all.
You can especially talk about that Cubs cups yeah, are great.
He was getting ready to fuck that up. He was getting ready to fuck all that up. Yeah, man, but leave those 5-star reviews, man. We really do appreciate everybody who goes about the business of doing that. Also, hit up the Spare Report Podcast Network store on TeePublic. Get yourself some Beer and Chicken Podcast merch. Get yourself some Spare Report Podcast merch. All of that goes towards helping us keep this shit growing here at the Spare Report Podcast Network and the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. So we can like do things like get the homeboy Walt, man, some new equipment, man. So we got him on camera every week, baby. So he can be out here shining on the YouTubes. You know what I'm saying? He could be out here shining with the graphics and shit. No, I'm just bullshitting. But yeah, man, we really do appreciate everybody who does that, man. Go to thebeardchickenpod.com. You can donate to the show. Everything, man, is available at thebeardchickenpod.com. The store, iTunes reviews, man. I think that's everything. Is that everything, y'all? All right. So
that's it.
Now, Walt,
I'm with it.
You've been missing for a week. So that means you up first, baby. What's on your mind this week, sports-wise? What you want
to
talk about?
I wanted to get you guys' take on Kawhi Leonard, man. I want to know where the best place for Kawhi Leonard. You know, where you think the best place for Kawhi Leonard?
You tell us where the best place is for Kawhi Leonard. Nigga. You ain't been here in a week, nigga. You got some talking to do. Tell us what you think, baby.
I personally, I know he want to go to L.A. Like, he don't want to play with LeBron is what the news is being. So I don't think the Clippers is a bad look for him because I don't think Kawhi Leonard is the type of dude that's chasing like legacy rings and all that. I think the Clippers would be a good look for Kawhi Leonard, man.
Why the Clippers?
Well, just because it's in LA where he want to be. Mm. It ain't a lot of pressure to win. You go to the Clippers, it ain't them to go anywhere. So it ain't a lot of pressure to bring them no championships and getting no wins, and he'd be comfortable. I mean, I could see where, you know, playing in San Antonio, everybody expect them to be in the mix, as you know. But I think the Clippers is a good spot, pressure off of him and to get him where he want to be. He'll probably be a lot happier, which will probably, you know, show on the court.
You want to jump on that cliff or what? What you over there contemplate, my nigga? What's happening?
Cliff with a puzzle.
I'm just taking it in. Honestly, I don't know where Kawhi would be good at. I think, and this is just the branch of what you said. I think Kawhi should stay because he had a good thing. He has chemistry with these dudes. That's hard to find. You can have. I mean, I don't want him to end up like you know, a super athletic team and be losers. I hate to say this, but like the Clippers, when the Clippers had everybody, they had great athletic players, all-stars, in almost every position, majority, I would say 4 out of 5, and they had a great coach, and guess what? They never succeeded. So if you can find a team that you can work well with and not everybody is this perennial all-star, I think that's something that you can't replace if you have it already.
Yeah. Now, I'm the thing about the Clippers, man, is I think that the Clippers are in the middle of a rebuild completely.
Yes.
Like DeAndre Jordan is no longer there. Chris Paul is no longer there. Blake Griffin is no longer there. Kawhi Leonard would be forced to be the man in a Clippers uniform. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I think, truth be told, Kawhi Leonard is great of a player that I think Kawhi Leonard is. I think he does benefit from having another star on the team to where the pressure doesn't always, you know, lean down on him. As much as LaMarcus Aldridge can like kind of shrink under pressure also, I think that it was a luxury for them to have LaMarcus Aldridge where it didn't always fall down on Kawhi Leonard. Which is why like I would like for Kawhi Leonard to stay. I almost feel like this, man, like with Tony Parker no longer being on the Spurs, because one of the things that that really turned Kawhi against the Spurs was the fact that you got your hand up. What's up?
Just so I can be updated, I don't know the Spurs lineup. And you just said Tony Parker ain't there no more?
Tony Parker just signed with the Charlotte Hornets.
Stop.
Yeah, wow. Tony Parker is with the Hornets now. Now, one of the reasons why Kawhi Leonard wanted to leave San Antonio was because of Tony Parker. Tony Parker, he said one of the, like, Tony Parker was questioning the severity of his injury. And Tony Parker went out into the media and questioned it openly about the severity of his injury. And that was one of the things that Kawhi Leonard looked at. It was like, yo, man, I don't want to be here no more. So with Tony Parker being gone, no longer being a part of that team, I'm wondering how much of that could keep, maybe if the Spurs would look at that like, okay, the person with whom he had the biggest problem with isn't a part of the equation anymore. Maybe we can gamble on keeping him here another year and maybe changing his mind, in much the same way that, like, Oklahoma City gambled on Paul George, and Paul George, although he was talking about going to the Lakers, opted to stay in Oklahoma City. Maybe some sort of situation like that. But the thing with the Spurs is the Spurs don't want to trade that dude to a team in the Western Conference. So that leaves other teams that leaves teams that got some that have some assets. Maybe the Boston Celtics may end up with Kawhi Leonard. Maybe the Philadelphia 76ers could end up with Kawhi Leonard. But I think ultimately, I kind of would like for Kawhi, like, just me being like selfish and shit, I would kind of like for Kawhi Leonard to stay in San Antonio, man. I really would. Like, I think that's like the best fucking place for him.
Yes.
Basketball wise, he still has an opportunity to win. He's still playing for a great coach, and the person with whom he had the biggest problem with is no longer even on the team anymore.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna wind up being one of those mellow situations.
How so? Oh shit, Walt done went out.
You know what? I wanted to say something on what you said.
Mm.
I do agree that Kawhi, the best place for him is with the Spurs. Going to another team, I just kind of, you know what? I've never played in the NBA, clearly.
Yeah,
but
me neither.
I should have. You know, you understand. But
we all had a dream, man. We all had a dream.
But to be able to build those type of relationships on the court. And I know I'm going back to a little bit what I said, but to be able to have that relationship with a lot of players on the court, and to know how they play. If one of your players leaves, like Tony Parker, you know, is Tony Parker replaceable? I think it's a lot of good point guards in the league, you know. But I think I would want him to stay there, because then he doesn't have to worry about going to a team and having to go through the whole rigmarole of that rebuild, like you're saying the Clippers are doing right now. That's a lot of time. I mean, get the money, but if he wants to win, I don't think that should be the direction he should go, which is getting traded.
Ultimately, too, man, like, the thing with Kawhi, man, is that we haven't heard Kawhi say a motherfucking thing about what exactly it is he wants. A lot of the things about the speculation as to where Kawhi wants to go, who he wants to play for, and all these things are coming from people that are around Kawhi. I wonder how much of this is just like, yo, his camp feels like, yo, man, you need to just come on back home, baby. Come on back home. Come on to L.A., man. Make this shit right, baby. You know, come on back home. And then we can be kings in L.A. Like, we can be kings in L.A. Not you, nigga, but we. I wonder how much of that plays into this. But Walt, you had got cut off earlier, man. What were you getting ready to say?
Yeah, I was saying, I think if he stayed with San Antonio, it's going to wind up being one of those Carmelo situations where the player not happy. And when the player not happy, they don't play well. They, you know, you see a slippage on the court. Like everybody saying right now, I mean, granted, Carmelo Anthony is not the same person he used to be, but everybody got his game like he trash. I'm like, Carmelo can still play ball. I guarantee you, if you put him in a situation where he want to be and he's happier, he'll play ball better. Same thing with Kawhi. I think if he stay with the Spurs, it might diminish the Spurs a little bit just because he don't want to be there. Nobody play. That's like, you don't, when you working a job, you don't want to work. You ain't going to work hard unless you like your job. You understand what I'm saying? So
but
it might not, at this point, I think him staying with the Spurs is a bad move now. I mean, maybe if they could have saved the or salvaged the relationship a little bit, then yeah. But I think now it's just too, he just got to go down. Like, it's just too bad now.
Well, one of the things, you know, about, hold on a second, Cliff. Okay. One of the things about the way that, like, I relate basketball players to everyday workers sometimes, but I think one of the ways in which it's a little bit different, though, is that Kawhi Leonard is going into the last year of a contract. He's in the contract year. So in a contract year, he may want to ball the fuck out to secure a larger deal going into free agency. Whether he wants to stay with the Spurs or not, he's like, okay, if y'all going to keep me, okay, cool. I'm going to do what I need to do to ball out, go wherever the fuck it is I want to go next year, and still get this money. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, they talk about Kawhi Leonard is real frugal with his stuff. Like, he's not really pressed about the cash. But at the same time, I can see somebody like, yo, man, okay, this is what y'all going to do? Fine. I'm going to ball out this year, and I'm not going to come back. You know, but that's the risk that the San Antonio Spurs will take. I think that, you know, because he's going into a contract year, the Spurs could take a chance and saying, well, like, we're not going to trade you to a Western Conference rival. If we are going to trade you, it's going to be to the East Coast. You're not going to get exactly what you want from us. However, we can try this one more time to see if this is going to work without Tony Parker being a part of the equation, and hopefully change his mind over the course of that over that time. But I get exactly what you're saying, Noah. But you wanted to say something, Cliff. Go ahead.
If I wanted Kawhi to go somewhere, I can only give him one place, and that's here. Because we ain't got nobody, all right? Kawhi want to come, boy, he want to come, boy, tell Kawhi, look, I got some chicken I'm going to fry for him, some chicken I'm going to smoke on the grill for him, a couple slabs of ribs, some shoulder, you know, some baked beans. I got you, bro. Got you a couple of these, you know. So we need help wherever we can get it. And yeah, right, man. Now he would be a great person to have on the squad.
Hold on. We are on the beer and chicken podcast right now.
And he hydrated.
And this nigga is over here turning up some water. My nigga, he in the car, so it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. We don't want to do nothing illegal on the air, you know what I mean?
You will not be going to jail on behalf of the beer and chicken podcast. That's for damn sure.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
Funny. You're a smart man, Walt. You're a smart man.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed.
Unless that's a vodka tonic.
I turned up the tequila about 20, 30 minutes ago.
Oh, ain't that some shit?
I was going to say that's either a vodka tonic in a water bottle. You ain't fooling nobody, you dig?
Nigga, I'm just waiting for the day where we have like a drunk show.
Oh, it's coming.
We gonna have a drunk show, man. Like, but all three of us gonna be lit. Like, you know what, nigga? I don't even like your punk ass. Well, nigga, I don't like you neither, you punk motherfucker. Nah.
And there's gonna be somebody.
Yeah, somebody go Earl. Somebody go Earl. I did that after one podcast, man. I got so drunk on the show, man. I got up as soon as I got off the mic, nigga. I went to the bathroom and threw all of my guts up. Real talk. But
I'm used to that with you, though.
Nigga, shut up. No, it's because we was drinking that cheap shit, man. We was in college, nigga. We drinking Bacardi, nigga. When was the last time you didn't have Bacardi?
Since college,
nigga. Never again. But what you got up for this week, man? What you want to talk about, Cliff?
LeBron.
There you go.
LeBron. I mean, it is the, you know, well, I'm just, I, but let me not say that. The NBA. Mm. The NBA, you know, actually so funny. We started with Kawhi and, you know, oh my God, where to start? You know, I have been saying for a few years that LeBron was going to be in LA. Not a surprise for me, you know, great.
I don't think it was much of a secret. I don't think it was much of a secret that he had plans to go there.
No, ditto. But it was just a matter of time. He wanted to give Cleveland a championship. Done. You know, I love LeBron. I think he's a great dude, great player. Now, here's my conflict. How does the two players in the NBA that can't stand LeBron end up getting traded to the Lakers? When I saw that he got Lance Stephenson, I think I had hit y'all at like 7:30 in the morning. I was like, Lance Stephenson, yeah. You know, and then Rondo. Oh my God. It's like, how is this going to work?
Opportunity.
Well, I hear that, you know, LeBron is definitely somebody you would want to be around on the court, but But I mean, that has nothing to do with nothing. They might be fronting and off the court. They might be best of friends. But when it comes down to it, man, I just don't think they were good pickups to build a championship team with. They might just be the beginning of what they're going to actually encompass of a whole squad. You know, they got McGee, right, from Golden State. Is he somebody, you know, no, I think McGee is like a great bench center. Somebody to come off, give you some fouls.
He's an energy guy.
He is an energy guy. But he's an energy guy. He's not the center that you can build a play around. You can't.
But the way that the NBA has changed over the years, man, you just don't build plays around a bunch of centers much anymore. Like the game is, you know, the center position has kind of been relegated now to a guy who gets you rebounds, a guy who can protect the rim, a guy who can, you know, if need be, you throw up a quick lob real quick and he goes up there, get it, throws it down. But the center position pretty much has kind of been it's kind of be de-emphasized over the course of the last few years, man.
Very, very true. I mean, back in the day, you had Robert Parrish, McHale, Olajuwon Patrick. I think it all ended with Shaq and, like, you know, Alonzo and them. I think that's when the center position started to dwindle away as far as building your team around a big man. I agree. But just all these trades, when it comes to the Lakers, where did Noel go?
Nerlens Noel?
Yeah.
I don't know. What the fuck happened to that kid? Hold on. What the fuck happened to Nerlens Noel? Oh, where did Nerlens Noel go? Oh, where can he be?
Did he wind up in like Charlotte or something? Some damn Phoenix or some man with some bullshit?
Hold on, here it is. Here it is. He is now. Hold on. Oh, he's with OKC. That's not a bad pickup for OKC. That is not a bad pick.
Say what?
I didn't hear what you just pressed.
Oh.
Well, that'll be a monkey's bare-assed uncle.
I really don't know the relevance behind that, but I'll take it, though. Because it's hilarious. But, I think that was a good pickup. You know what? The way OKC is building their team, they're going to be very competitive compared to last year. Of course, they didn't re-sign Melo. I think that was an awesome decision. The fact that they got Noel, that's a really good pickup. And they got Steve Adams. I think Steve Adams is one of the most solid centers in the NBA.
Yeah.
Period.
He's what Joakim Noah used to be.
Yes.
He's Joakim Noah used to be, man. But that's what you got.
Last one, of course.
How about we throw in a little laughter and you at LeBron because Boogie ruined his week.
Well, that's what I'm about to say. Cousins, you know what? I just heard on ESPN today. Well, they didn't give Cousins an offer. They didn't give Cousins an offer. And you know what I said?
Bullshit.
I mean that could be legit. The Pelicans probably came back and said, you know what, we're not going to say anything. But if Cousins wanted to continue to play with AD, he would say, hey, I'm willing to go the extra mile. I want to play with this dude. Let's make a deal, you know. But to go to Golden State, man, that is getting old. It's getting old, man.
You mad?
It's getting old. No, I'm not mad. Are you mad? No, I'm not mad.
But hold on. Golden State was like watching. They was watching the LA get LeBron and shit, and then they picked up fucking Boogie Cousins, and they was looking at him like,
got him.
They took all Brian's attention. They fucked his week up.
No, they fucked a whole lot of people's week up with that one. Like, it was a whole lot of niggas like, really? Like, Cliff right now. Cliff like, really? This shit getting old, bro.
Hey, but look, though, Cliff, he can't play. He it's not like he gonna play right out the gate.
That's not the point.
He's still hurt.
That's not the point. He is going to be ready for the playoffs. That's all that matters. Forget the regular season.
That's a fact.
They don't care. They don't care. If they got a starting five in the first round of the playoffs, curtains. Who gonna beat them right now? There's no team in the league that could compete with their starting five and their bench. Nobody. Nobody. Well,
here's the thing, man. Like, with LeBron going to L.A., and when he went there, like, it wasn't a whole lot in L.A. to begin with, right? He was going to a team that was that finished 11th in the Western Conference last year. It wasn't a whole lot there, right? So he goes there. He automatically ups the cachet. He ups the fact that they're going to go to the playoffs on the strip that LeBron James is on that squad, right? But then they bring in a guy like Lance Stephenson, who's a good player, streaky shooter, sometime he defender, right? But they bring in him. Then they bring in Rajon Rondo, who can distribute the ball, who can rebound the ball. He's like a triple-double machine when he can actually hit a fucking shot, right? His shot is nothing, right? He's almost, truth be told.
They leave him open.
Yeah, people leave him open all the time. They don't respect the jump shot in much the same way they do Lonzo Ball. Now, hold on. Because Lonzo Ball, his shot is trash too. He can develop a jump shot. He's a young player. He can develop that jump shot. Rondo has been in the league far too long to have like a shitty jump shot. There's no excuse for Rondo to have that kind of jump shot. It's just no excuse at all. But I'm wondering, like, because I've been hearing that there's been noise about the Lakers trying to acquire Damian Lillard, right? And if Damian Lillard finds himself on the Lakers, then really, what the fuck is Lonzo Ball even doing there? Unless, of course, they're planning on still moving him.
What did I say about a month and a half ago?
What did you say? Remind us, bro.
That they was not going to keep Ball. And y'all was like, oh, but he good and he's a good player. No.
I said, hold on. Let me be clear. I said that Lonzo Ball is a good player. He's a young player who has potential. Like, the weakest part of his game is his shot. But I had no problems with Lonzo Ball. Most of my beef with the Balls is they daddy. That's it. Okay. I've made that very clear.
Let's stick to the point. The point is, I said he garbage, and the Lakers would not keep him if and when they got LeBron. And if they get somebody like Damian Lillard, guess what's going to happen with him? He is going to be gone because he's not a part of that program. He's trash. If he was as good as you say he is, eliminating his jump shot, they would keep him. But he don't even belong in the NBA. He should be over there with his little brother.
I wouldn't say that. As much as I can't stand that family, dude, I wouldn't say that he don't belong in the league, bro.
Trash.
His jumper is trash. True, no doubt. Just like Rondo's jumper is trash. But Rondo is a much better point guard.
Trash.
Yeah. And he's a proven point guard. But you were saying something, Walt. Go ahead, bro.
Y'all don't think Brian gonna go try to get Melo?
No.
Melo wants to go there. I've been hearing that.
Why not?
Would he take the league minimal to play with the Lakers right now? Question. Would he?
Maybe.
Hell if he wants. No.
I think he would. Just to get that ring.
Melo ain't too. Taking the league minimal from nobody.
I think he would just to get that ring.
That's right.
I think he'd take a pay cut, but not the league minimum.
Okay. So what's a pay cut?
A pay cut for Melo?
You might be able to shave
$6 million off his contract.
Hey man, for somebody like him, the minimum is $5.3 million.
He's only on a 1 year anyway. If the Lakers were to pick him up right now, he's only got 1 year left on his deal.
He don't have nothing left on his deal now because the motherfucking the Thunder was like, man, we don't want you. Thunder is like, yo,
his deal left. Man, did you say that the league minimum for him is 5.3?
No, I'm saying for somebody of his tenure in the league, like who was that? Boogie Cousins just signed for 5. He signed for the league minimum for someone of his level of service in the league was 5.3. The mid level exception, that was $5.3 million.
And he just came off an Achilles injury, and he's still on the Achilles injury.
So no, the point that I was making was if Carmelo signed with if he made $12 million. Last year with the Oklahoma City Thunder, you talking about they could shave $5 or $6 million off of his salary? That's something that he would tolerate. Then that puts him right in the business of $5.3 million that Boogie Cousins just signed for.
So he was only making $12 million. He was only due to get $12 million from OKC.
I mean, shit, we got Google at the fuck at our tip.
Let's go to the Google. Y'all do a little bit more than that. That's
y'all,
why I said
y'all commiserate amongst yourselves while I look this shit up.
I just think I think, you know, Brian might be looking at it like, that's his man, though. You know, like, let's try to get Melo one before we get out of here.
27 million span. That's 27 million.
Oh, there you go. You got it quicker than
I did. Okay, that's what I thought. I thought he was up there.
27 million.
Because I know that was the problem of getting rid of him. Nobody. But he only got one. Only had 1 year left on it, I believe.
Well,
I think OKC might have just waived his rights or something.
Melo's gonna come off the bench if he goes to the Lakers for sure. He's gonna have to because
look at the positions LeBron, he plays. Of course, he gonna play behind LeBron. Look, they play the same spot.
Brown will play the power, man. Melo will play the small.
No, it depends on who they're playing. It depends on who they're playing.
And Brown already said he want to play off the ball more, too, so he ain't going to be the one trying to dominate the point guard spot.
Yeah, we hear that now, nigga. That's because it's all in theorized. True indeed. That's all in theory, nigga. Like, he get on, he like, all right, man, this some bullshit. Like, nigga, give me the ball. Like that's the whole shit with, like, Lonzo, LeVar Ball getting like, no, LeBron going to be playing off the ball with Lonzo running the show the whole time. Like, nah, that's not what's going to happen. It's going to end up, LeBron gonna have that ball on his hand. He's gonna be facilitating, and Lonzo. I get all the motherfuckers confused. But Lonzo is gonna have to develop a catch and shoot jump shot, man. He's gonna have to develop his jump shot in order to play with LeBron. That's just a fact.
Yeah,
it's just a fact, man. He's gonna have to do it. And so, like, with the Lakers as a team constructed as it is right now, of course, yeah, they're gonna go into the playoffs. Again, like I said last week, LeBron's run of going to the finals is done. Like, I don't see them going to the motherfucking finals out of the West. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they are building something in LA. I'm just not quite sure of what at this moment. That's the thing.
Like, exactly.
I'm just not sure quite what at this moment. Like, you got LeBron. That's the chip. But outside of that, I'm like, okay, so what the fuck else are y'all like? I'm maybe Magic got something going on that I'm just not seeing, but I'm kind of confused as to some of the other moves, like with the Lance Stevenson, with the Rajon Rondo. I'm a little bit confused as to what they're doing exactly with that squad, man.
Do you think right now, with the way that Golden State is set up, that they can get 2 or 3 if they kept the same team right now?
They could.
Regardless of what the Lakers do, regardless of what Philly does, regardless of what Houston does, with the team they got, you think they can get 2 or 3?
They could if they stay together, because that's the thing. I don't know. It's not a guarantee that they'll stay together. Like, I think at some point, Klay Thompson's going to want to move on. Boogie Cousins may be using this as an opportunity to, like, not only just get him a ring right now, but to, like, reestablish himself as one of the top big men in the game. And he may move on to someplace else where he can make more money, because he said he didn't get many offers coming off of this Achilles injury, right? So he may be using this as an opportunity to jumpstart somewhere else. If the Golden State Warriors can stay constructed as they are right now for the next 3-4 years, I could see them winning another 2, at least. At least, man.
Yeah, they're going to get 2 more. They're going to get 2 more.
But that's only if they stay constructed as they are right now.
They might not.
I can see them getting another 2.
They might not be back-to-back. They might not come, like, right now. But in the next 4 years, they might win one next year, miss a year, win one the year after, whatever the case. But they're going to get 2 more.
I disagree with Span. Klay Thompson will never leave. Never leave the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
Never leave.
Okay.
He'll never leave.
Okay.
I'm saying that right now.
I agree with you, man.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear y'all. Yeah, I hear y'all, Detroit Pistons, but they ain't never gone.
What?
Listen.
What the hell the Pistons got to do?
What?
Listen, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry is like peanut butter and jelly, and I just don't see them two ever separating. The money will never be an issue, okay? I think what they have created together, because they were the first two, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know when Green came on the team, but I think they are the nucleus of the Golden State Warriors. if they break, everybody else will too, because Klay Thompson, he's the Scottie Pippen in my eyes. Okay, and I'm not even talking about Kevin Durant right now. Steph Curry is the one who always tries to be the leader of the team. That's why he's the MVP. That's why he's the MVP in the championship. And guess what? The days that Steph Curry is not hot, guess who scores 30 in the third?
KD. Okay.
I'm not. You missed. Oh, hold on. Missed what I said.
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
I said eliminate KD. Eliminate KD. I'm fucking with you. So when it comes to those two, they are going to retire as Golden State Warriors. They are. They have to.
No, they don't.
They would get scrutinized worse than LeBron would if either one of them left.
No, they wouldn't.
Facts. Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't. LeBron gets scrutinized because, like, for one, Cleveland is seen as home for LeBron, right? That's where all of the tie-in for LeBron, and not only that, LeBron being seen as one of the greatest to have ever done it, that's where a lot of the vitriol comes from. When LeBron decides to change teams, that's where a lot of that shit comes from. Like, you supposed to be one of the greatest of all time. Why you keep motherfucking moving around all the goddamn time? That's where a lot of that vitriol comes from. Klay Thompson, as good as Klay Thompson is, I don't see the same vitriol coming his way that LeBron got. I just don't, because Klay Thompson, as good as he is part of a collective. He is not the man. Even on his team right now, he's the third option. Right now, he's the third
he's
option.
Always been.
Who's the third option?
Klay.
He has not always been the third option.
He has not always been the third option. He's the third option right now.
What I mean was he's never been the first option. He's never been the first option.
He's the Scottie Pippen.
So when we talk about whether or not he's going to be criticized in much the same way that LeBron James was with leaving Cleveland, like, there's no fucking way in hell he's going to be that way, because people didn't see him as the man of that squad. If he leaves Golden State right now and Golden State stays the way that they are, minus Klay Thompson, most people that watches Golden State going to be like, oh, we still gravy. We all right. We got KD. We got Boogie.
Yep.
We got Draymond. We got Guess Steph. What? People Guess ain't going to miss him that much, man.
KD is more likely to leave and not be missed because he didn't start this trend as a Warrior.
He didn't.
So when KD leaves, it ain't if he going to leave. When KD leaves, they're going to be like, hey, KD, we appreciate you. Klay Thompson leaves, he better be 49 years old and have a bad hip.
If Klay Thompson leaves, I don't think people are going to be that upset about it because of the riches that they got over in Golden State. Like, they got an embarrassment of riches over there, dude. Like, they're going to be like, oh, okay. I mean, we still straight. That's just kind of like when LeBron left Cleveland, LeBron was the team. Klay Thompson leaves Golden State, they're going to be like, oh, okay. That's all right. We can plug somebody else in right now. We still good. We still got four straight going to the Hall of Fame motherfuckers on our squad. We straight. I don't think they're going to be as upset, man. I really don't.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I think you're just upset because you guys got Blake Griffin. That's all.
I don't even fucking like the Pistons, nigga. What are you talking about?
You're a fan by default. By default. Like it. You better like it.
Stay off the drugs, Cliff.
He a Bulls fan.
Stay off the drugs, man. But, yeah, speaking of me being a Bulls fan, because that's what the fuck I want to talk about tonight. And we talked about John Paxson killing the Bulls last week, man. Listen. The Bulls just matched an offer from the Sacramento Kings to Zach LaVine. $78 million.
My man.
They matched that shit. What the fuck is wrong with the Chicago Bulls giving this nigga $78 million and he ain't showed us shit? Nothing.
He won the dunk contest.
Who gives a fuck? We ain't won shit. Dude, we gave up Jimmy Butler, bro. We gave up Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was a great two-way player, man. Could give you offense. Could lock the other person down on he can lock his assignment down on defense, man. was outspoken in the locker room, held motherfuckers accountable in the locker room. So much so, I think they said that, like, you know, they moved him out of there because some of the younger guys didn't like the way that Jimmy Butler spoke to them, right? But real talk, Jimmy Butler was a motherfucking veteran who had been used to going to a certain level of the playoffs every year. Who gives a fuck what these young dudes who ain't did shit in the league? Like, who cares, man? But here we are giving Zach LaVine, who has shown the NBA nothing but his ability to dunk in the dunk contest, gave this motherfucker $78 million. Hey, man, how about you just let the Sacramento Kings get this motherfucker and have some money available for next year's free agency market? How about that? It's not as if this nigga is going to be the franchise player, the cornerstone of what we build off of going forward. Zach LaVine has showed us absolutely fucking nothing. And as a Bulls fan, I am so sick and tired of this kind of shit, man. I'm sick of this shit, man. They signed this nigga. They matched $78 million. This nigga was hurt most of the fucking year. He was hurt, nigga. And when he came back, what'd he do? Absolutely nothing. We got shit for Zach LaVine. Shit for Zach LaVine.
And we
just re-signed the
son,
bitch.
Are we about to do the same thing we did? No, we not. Go listen to you and Cliff go back and forth about the Bulls.
We not. We not. We not. And
I agree.
We not. I'm just saying. Yo, $78 million for Zach LaVine.
Hey, Span, let me ask you something. This is the Chicago sports market. Is that unfortunately uncommon?
It's not.
For all the teams.
We didn't gave up so much money.
All the teams.
For so much bullshit, man. So much bullshit.
Let me tell you something. I was, and this is just going to add to maybe... This is just an example that just comes to my mind. I was surprised when the Bears gave Julius Peppers $90 million because they're not known for those type of contracts. Even though Julius Peppers is an awesome player, when these back office people, whatever the Chicago team is, make these decisions, sometimes they make great decisions, right? But more or less over the last 30 years, they have always been bad. The 85 Bears, they got rid of the whole team the next year, right? You know, the Sox, when you guys won in 05, the next year, you guys got rid of like three or four players that were the reason why y'all won the championship in the first place.
And I was hot about it then too, dog.
So it's this trend is, you know what, it should just, instead of being a punch, it should just be a scratch to you, not you should just be.
No,
used
but
to
you
it.
Know what? The thing that pisses me off about this right now, right, is that, like, okay, so say for instance, next year Kawhi Leonard, although he has not expressed a interest in coming to Chicago, would have been a decent, I mean, a really nice pickup if Chicago would have been able to entice him to come there, right? We'd have had money to spend. We'd have tied $78 million up into a motherfucker that ain't showing you nothing but a dunk contest victory. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man,
hey, man, you got to be patient. You know, it took Mike, what, almost
8 years.
He was drafted in 84. We won a championship in 91.
7 years. 7 years. Okay. He won in 91. Seven years.
Would you wait another 7 years to get a chip right now? In all honesty.
I mean, like, truth be told, nigga, it ain't like I got a whole lot of motherfucking choice in the matter, right?
Here's my point.
However, when it comes to, and like we said before, with John Paxson and Gar Foreman killing the Chicago Bulls, like, it's just another example of this is why it makes it so hard to be a Chicago Bulls fan right now, because I'm looking at some of the decisions that they're making, and I'm like, man, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, yo, let Sacramento take this nothing-ass motherfucker for $78 million. You're not getting much out of this dude. Like, you're not.
Is it 4 years?
Who gives a shit? $78 million, you tying that kind of money up in that dude? Hey, man.
I get it. All I'm saying is this, and I'm asking you, would you wait 7 years? I say that to
I
say,
would, only because, like I said, man, we ain't got much of a choice.
His contract will be up clearly before the 7 years is up, and I think we'll be able to contend before you know, before that waiting period is up. Let me say that much. You know, so you just gotta be cool. We didn't wait long enough. It's been since 98, you know.
Yeah, man. It's been 20 years since we won a chip, nigga. I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty too.
I'm thirsty, fact, nigga. Beer. It's been 20 years since we won a chip, nigga. I am thirsty. Hey. What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
We good, keep riding. I'm just a warning. We good.
Nah. I'm looking at my screen like, are you fucking serious right now, nigga? You can't be, you can't go missing, nigga, and then dip out early. You can't do that, dog. We're going to have to find this nigga Walt, man. We're going to have to find Walt, man. We're going to have to find this nigga like a t-shirt or something. Walt going to have to buy a listener a t-shirt with these kind of shenanigans going on. Like, hey, right now, if you listen to the Beer and Chicken podcast right now, Walt is on the hook for $20 to buy one of y'all a t-shirt, a Beer and Chicken podcast t-shirt. You can get your wing in it shirt. You can get your you got to earn it shirt. Get that nigga with the eye. You got to earn it. Get that nigga with you got to earn it shirt.
If you call in right now, Walt got to buy it.
Right. Call in right now. Walt buying you a shirt. You got to call in right now, though, because this nigga trying to dip out talking about some goddamn fireworks. Right. Nigga, the 4th was 3 days ago. 4 days ago. Hello? Fucking fireworks, nigga. Hey.
Walk up there. Hello? My connection is bad. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Nigga, you talking about some goddamn fireworks. That was 4 days ago, nigga. Fireworks. You one of the people I hate. Nigga, the fireworks is supposed to been done 4 days ago. Have your grand finale on the 4th, nigga. Ain't nobody doing no fireworks no more, man. Fuck them fireworks, nigga. I'm tired of fireworks, nigga. If these people around the corner from me do these fireworks one more motherfucking time.
I'm tired. I'm about to put.
Meanwhile, he at the park talking about some goddamn.
Niggas, they come up to my car knocking on the window again.
Meanwhile, this nigga in the car talking about some fireworks on the 8th of July, nigga. Like, you 4 days late, nigga.
Walt waiting for them fireworks.
Been working all week, man.
I know, right? So,
we got to celebrate what we can, man. You know, I've been work making them ducks, baby.
I hear that.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. I hate fireworks after the 4th. Fuck that. Hey, Walt, man, go ahead and wing it, man. Hold on. Before you do,
man,
though,
listen,
we got to do it right, man.
Do a fireworks
Walt,
show
shut the fuck up, man.
Now.
We got to do it right. We got to do it right. Where the fuck is it, man? I can't find it now. Ain't it a bitch?
See, you can't even do it right.
I can't find it now. Wait. No, that's not it either. Oh, here it is.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it, Walt. Go ahead and do your thing.
Nah, man. I think we covered all the bases. My only thing that I wanted to wing it on, man, tonight was Carmelo Anthony, and I think he should go to the Lakers. Does Melo want that ring? Go get that ring, man. Go on here, play with your boy. Y'all can ride out in the sunset together. Hey, tear Hollywood up. I'm all for Melo going to the Lakers. Way to sign him with it. That's my favorite player. I want to see him get one before he go. Ron.
You breaking up bad, Walt.
Yeah, man.
You breaking up bad.
I think he
whole
done.
Show when I start breaking up now.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, man, that's because you start talking about that fireworks shit, man. You know, your phone's like, man, fuck them fireworks too. You know what I'm saying?
Melo, find your way to Los Angeles. If you want a ring, go see Brian. When in doubt, go see Brian. Find your way to Los Angeles, Melo.
I know it's a wing, and we're not supposed to rebuttal that shit, but he ain't gonna get no ring in L.A.
I don't think he's gonna get one either. I gotta hope for him, man. That's my dude. I hate to see J.R. Smith get one before he did.
Hey, man. That I hear you, bro. I hear you. But Cliff, man, what you ain't getting on tonight, brother?
That was a rough statement right there.
Dang, but motherfucker. They just not.
All right, so here's what I'm leaning on. I'm gonna read the title of this article, and this is, I hate this, players, referees, don't press nothing.
I'm not pressing nothing. I'm getting my shit together. I'm waiting. All right. Because I got some shit I'm going to wing on too.
I saw you load the chamber.
Nigga, it's right here. It's not on my phone, asshole. Go do what you do.
No. So this says players, referees involved in an ugly on-court brawl at AAU tournament.
I heard about that.
Okay. This is the first paragraph. I'm going to just read the first paragraph. It says an AAU game ended in violence Sunday after members of Chicago's Raw Athletics fought with referees at the Association Tournament in Georgia. So here's the thing. Okay. AAU basketball, we all know, is, I don't know about you guys, Walt, I don't know if you hooped when you was young, but AAU basketball was not what it is, wasn't what it is today, back in the day. They are teaching these kids bad example, man. Bad example, the parents fighting referees, and they're from Chicago. They're somewhere in Georgia in a tournament, you know, and they're fighting the refs. And, you know, just from my experience, I've definitely seen the coaches, the parents getting altercations, very bad verbal altercations, physical altercations with the referees. And these kids will think that that's okay at a young age. And I just don't think that that's cool. The consequences that the teams face, if something happens with the referees, they're not strong enough. And I don't think that the necessary measures are being taken for certain things to be avoided in these tournaments. You know, these guys drove from Chicago to go to Georgia to play, and somebody, uncle or daddy, get into a fight with one of the refs. That's just uncalled for. It's stupid. It's a bad look, you know. And unfortunately, because Chicago is really bad with crime, you know, the whole Chirac thing. Here we go to another state, and we represent in the shine that manner. Just ridiculous, man. It's just ridiculous.
Go ahead, man. Listen, I'm winging it tonight on entitled as Lakers fans. Listen. It takes some talent-rich, championship-rich, never having to suffer through much ass fans to be mad that the greatest player of his generation is signing with your team, right? Not many motherfuckers get mad at the best player in the league coming to their squad. Lakers fans, though, was upset about LeBron coming to their squad, right? So much so that there was a mural that was painted of LeBron James coming to the Los Angeles Lakers. And these motherfuckers vandalized the shit already, right? So I'm going to read this story here. This comes out of azcentral.com. It says LeBron James' decision to join the Lakers was greeted by many with genuine excitement in Los Angeles. Some, though, have remained steadfast in their LeBron hatred and crossed a line in doing so. Last week, artist Jonas Never and Menso One welcome LeBron with an incredible mural on the side of Baby Blues Barbecue in Venice. Come Sunday, the mural was already vandalized. Photos circulated on Twitter of the defaced LeBron mural. LeBron's mouth was spray painted over in gold and messages, "We don't want you," "LeFraud," "No King," and 3-6 were added to the mural. Now listen. I know some of y'all have an affinity for Kobe. And Kobe was a great player. Kobe wasn't better than LeBron. He wasn't. He just simply fucking wasn't. LeBron James is simply the second greatest player I've ever seen play in my lifetime behind Michael Jordan. Right? I know some of y'all may even have an issue with that. Me saying that, right? However, the fact that you would be mad that the greatest player of his generation signed with your team is the height of fucking privilege, my niggas. Like, I don't understand how anybody can be that upset about the greatest player of his generation coming to your team. Only Lakers fans, man. Not even Boston fans, who actually have the most championships in the NBA right now. Like, truth be told, like, I think how many does Boston have? Like 17 championships in the NBA, and the Lakers are behind them at 16. And then, like, you know, truth be told, that shit drops off tremendously. Like, the Bulls got 6, and then the Spurs with 5, and you know how it goes. But y'all have the second most championships in the NBA, and y'all are mad that the greatest player of his generation wants to come to your fucking team. I don't understand it. It's stupid as shit. That boggles the mind of anybody who thinks sanely. And y'all some spoiled motherfuckers, man. Real talk. Too spoiled for the greatest player of his generation to come to your team, and you mad about it. Who the fuck does that? But Lakers fans. And this is why I never liked y'all. Y'all always been some bitches to me. Like, real talk. I never liked y'all. Like, even to this point where, that's why I took great pleasure in Mike just, like, 5 games sweeping y'all punk asses in 91. Real talk. And I never liked Kobe. I never did. He was a Mike knockoff. And LeBron was better than him. So, yeah. That's what I'm winging it on. Fuck y'all niggas.
Yo. Hey, I just looked up the stat right quick. Championships. You were right. Boston, 17. LA, 16.
I know.
The Bulls.
6.
And then Golden State. And then Golden State.
And then San Antonio.
And then the Pistons, the Heat.
No. San Antonio got more than the Pistons. Pistons only got 3. San Antonio got 5.
San Antonio? I just skipped them because you said it. No, I'm serious.
But yeah, but, man. Yeah, Lakers back. Fans are the fucking worst, man. I never liked y'all.
Did you see Allen Iverson about a few days ago on Instagram?
No, what about Allen Iverson on Instagram?
He got a Laker hat, a Shaq jersey, and said, "This is who I always wanted to play for."
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
I said, wow.
He might have been drunk when he did that shit too, though. But all right, man. We'll be about to get out of here. But of course, before we do, gotta let you guys know how to get in touch with us here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast. Let your voices be heard here, man. Go ahead and hit us up at that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Hey, Cliff, man, if you really want to do this shit, you could. Asshole. Also, hit us up on the email, man, at feedback@thebeerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Go ahead and hit us up on the email. We respond to those emails here live here on the show. Leave us those iTunes and or Stitcher reviews, 5 stars preferably. We will read those 5-star reviews here live on the show. Say whatever the fuck it is you want about the show, just so long as you leave those 5 stars. Also, the comments that you leave on the clips on YouTube, man, we read those here live and we respond to those live here on the show, man. So go ahead and do that, because I'm going to put a couple of these up. Tonight, it's going to be a couple of them this week on the Beer and Chicken Podcast feed, man, real talk. On YouTube, man, go ahead and leave those comments there. We will read those here live and respond to those live here on the show. And for all of your Beer and Chicken Podcast needs, go to beerandchickenpod.com. Go vote in the polls there. As a matter of fact, there is a poll there. There is a poll on the Beer and Chicken Podcast right now for this particular episode on whether or not you are a Laker fan who is happy that LeBron James is on your squad, or whether or not you are a Laker fan who needed some hugs when you was growing up, my nigga. Like, you needed some hugs, and you said you don't like LeBron James being on your team. Go ahead, vote in that poll. Let us know how you feel about that that signing. And go to beerandchickenpod.com, episode 18, and that poll is available there for you guys to go ahead and make your voices heard. But we about to get out of here, and we will talk to you guys again soon. So until next time, fam.
Next week I'll do it.
All right. Whatever here is he talking about right now. But yeah. All right, fam. I know what you're talking about, niggas. Goddamn.
Whatever.
Till next time, fam.
I'm back.
Peace out.
All right, yo.